Today, President Bush tried to put a positive spin on Secretary of State Colin Powell's just-ended Middle East peace mission. Powell did not return with a ceasefire or a clear timetable for an Israeli pullback from Palestinian areas. Still, President Bush says he's satisfied with the pace of Israel's withdrawal. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Commentators around the world have suggested that Powell's mission raised doubts about U.S. credibility and influence in the Middle East. But President Bush, as he sat down with Powell today, brushed aside all those critics. Instead, he insisted that regional leaders must meet their obligations. The Israelis, Mr. Bush argues, must continue their withdrawals. Neighboring countries in the region must cut off funding for terror. And Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat must put an end to suicide bombings.
Mr. Arafat did condemn terror. Now we will hold him to account. This is a part of the world where killing have been going on for a long, long time. And one trip by the Secretary of State is not going to prevent that from happening, but one trip by the Secretary of State laid out the framework and the path to achieve peace.
Before Powell went to the region, President Bush demanded that Israel withdraw immediately from Palestinian towns. But today he suggested he understands Israel's continued presence in Ramallah and Bethlehem. He said five suspects in last year's assassination of Israel's tourism minister are believed to be holed up in the basement of Arafat's compound in Ramallah. And he added he believes Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon will pull troops out of Bethlehem once Palestinian fighters leave the Church of the Nativity.
I do believe Ariel Sharon is a man of peace. I think he wants, I'm confident he wants Israel to be able to exist at peace with its neighbor, with its neighbors. He's told us that here in the Oval Office. He has embraced the notion of two states living side by side.
Neither President Bush nor Secretary Powell said how they plan to follow up on the latest peace mission. CIA Director George Tenet may go to the Middle East next week, and Powell himself may go back soon and work on convening an international peace conference. Analyst Stephen Cohen of the Israel Policy Forum says he doubts the administration can pull off such a conference as long as Israeli troops remain in Ramallah and Bethlehem.
There is no question in my mind that the Arabs will not come to an international conference with Israel while Israel is still holding Yasser Arafat as a hostage. And it is also clear that both Israelis and Palestinians are going to have certain criteria for going to such a conference.
Cohen says Israel is not interested in getting into new negotiations with Arafat, and the Palestinians won't want to get involved in any new process if there's no well-defined outcome. Robert Malley, who was President Clinton's special assistant for Arab-Israeli affairs, believes the Bush administration has to get to the root of the conflict and put forward serious peace proposals that European and Arab nations can support.
I think that now tinkering on the edges, trying to find a solution that would entail some partial Israeli withdrawal, some partial security steps on the Palestinian side, it just won't work. It hasn't worked for the past 8 years, in fact, and it certainly won't work now when the passions are at the intense volume that they've reached over the last several weeks.
Malley says the only positive outcome of the Powell visit was that it signaled renewed U.S. engagement. Cohen of the Israel Policy Forum puts it another way. Arafat and Sharon were in there with both fists swinging, he says. Now at least there's a third force that could change the momentum. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.